Welcome to the IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast for couples who struggle with infertility and want to fulfill their dreams of becoming parents. To access previous episodes packed with ideas, solutions, and tips that actually work, head over to Dr. Chapman's IVF podcast on iTunes. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.
Hi, this is Professor Chapman. Recently we've been doing some Facebook Live sessions where I've been answering questions from the listeners and participants. What you're about to hear now is some audio of those segments, and I hope they'll be useful for you.
Yes. How old is too old is when you run out of eggs? Any time before that, it can be justified. Now, I say that just the need for justification. The reality is that once you get past 38 to 40, the quality and number of eggs drops off. Nature, the way we've evolved, hasn't prepared women for childbirth in their 40s or beyond. A lot of women, however, with careers or finding a bloke later in life or deciding they want to have a baby on their own, having not found a partner, come and see me 40 plus. The most important message that I give them is to be realistic. We know what the statistics are. And as much as every woman coming through a cycle might think that she's going to be the one that breaks the rules, the odds are very much stacked against you as you go through 41, 42, 45, 48. However, there still are pregnancies, but they're very occasional. In 35 years of doing IVF, I've had one 47-year-old have their own baby through their own egg. That's one. I've had three or four at 45, 46. But again, that's big numbers over a long period of time. We took some data out a few years ago now and looked at 802 cycles of women 46 and above. So these are the older age group using their own eggs. In the end, we got seven pregnancies out of that 800 cycles. Five of them miscarried, and that's because of the genetic abnormalities that occur in older women, in older eggs. And so we ended up with two babies in 800 cycles. So that's one in every 400 cycles producing a baby. With those statistics, should we be doing any IVF in that age group? Some of my colleagues in the government certainly don't believe so. And they tried very hard to stop us, stop Medicare for women of that age. We fought against it and won. So it's still available with Medicare, even though the odds of success are so low. But I stand up and I argue very much for those women. Unfortunately, what we've done with IVF is create a treatment that is, if you don't do it, you'll regret not doing it in the future. And I've had a number of patients say to me, I'm only doing this so that when I'm 55 and look back, I can't say I didn't do everything possible to have a baby. I feel that's a justification for doing it. Most of these older ladies are women who've been employed for, by that stage, 20 years, paying their taxes, paying their Medicare levies, and to not let them use what they put into the system, I think is also immoral. I believe it is still worth trying. I rarely say no. After three or four or five cycles where failure has occurred, either we don't get eggs or eggs that don't fertilize, I certainly advise patients to stop. But there are patients who carry on despite me saying that, on the basis that maybe they'll be the needle in the haystack, we'll find it, and they'll have the baby that they so ever want. I don't treat patients 50 or above because I think the odds of success are so low. That said, I currently do have a patient who's that sort of age, and we have collected eggs from her without success in terms of creating an embryo, though. And the egg quality is so poor once you get over 45. The quality being the genetic makeup of the eggs. Almost all of the eggs that produce a pregnancy produce an abnormal pregnancy if they get that far. At 45, when we genetically test embryos, 95% will be genetically abnormal. And that's why pregnancies are so uncommon. Firstly, the egg numbers are so low, but secondly, the high percentage of those eggs that we do get will be genetically abnormal. How old's too old? Some people would say it's 42. Certainly, there are clinics in Australia who put an age limit because going above that makes their pregnancy rates not look so good. In countries like New Zealand, they won't treat them above 40. I think it's 42 now. It used to be 38 because they were publicly funded clinics. In the private sector, it's older. But yeah, so around the world, people do put limits on age because of the chances of success. But I still think there's a psychological hurdle that needs to be got over before people accept childlessness.
And don't forget that you can access all the previous episodes by going to our website, www.theivfjourney.com, and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu.
Thank you for listening to The IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast which helps couples negotiate their way through the IVF journey, all the way to parenthood. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.